The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our evening encouragement talk will be given by Dharma holder Michael Herzog.
Xian said to Taiping, "Why don't you stay for the summer retreat? And I'll examine this question of two wrongs with you." Taiping, however, departed. This little line here is, for me, the pivotal moment in this koan. And I share Alan's sentiment when he said, what a shame. It's a pivotal moment in the koan of my life, too. How many times have I been offered the opportunity to stand face to face with wrong, square in the eyes, stand with my feet in the fire, and departed? More times than I would care to admit. And yet here I am, and here you are, right here in Sesshin, a wonderful opportunity to be wrong at every turn, and to be right. Early on in my time at Boundless Way, many years ago, I had the opportunity to be a practice leader for Tuesday night. And starting out, so many opportunities to be wrong. Sitting right here where Jenny was, no hiding. As anybody who's been a Jisha or a Jiki or any officer or played any sort of role here, right out in the open. No place to hide from wrong. You want to be right. I certainly did. And I do. And I admit that there's a part of me that identifies with being right and bristles at being wrong. I recall, you know, hearing the teachers clear their throats like that, and I'd look up and, ring the bell, clap the clappers, put the lights up. Got to the point where every time I heard them clear their throats, I would jump a little, you know, maybe some PTSD for practice leaders. Although it wasn't that bad. I mean, it's making a lot more out of it, but still, at the moment, it was a lot. And it was a lot because I cared. Not only cared about being right or doing it right, but cared about this practice and invested a lot of time in it and heart. And to be faced with wrong, that's hard. It's also practice. It's also the way. You know, I got to thinking, what does it make a difference whether, you know, my foot falls a little bit too far for a kinhin? Why does it make a difference? Why does it make a difference that the bowl of the spoon needs to be up before you eat and down after you eat? Somebody just made this stuff up. It was in someone's mind, and now we do it. But if you put the Spool the spoon down before you eat. It's wrong. But we're not here to be Orioki experts. We're not here to be Tin-Hin superstars or, God forbid, expert meditators. We're not even here to be good Zen students. We're here to wake up. And the thing is, in this right or wrong, the content of it doesn't much matter. What matters is, in that moment, in the heat of that moment, wrong, the Buddha appearing. Not the Buddha figure on the altar, the Buddha of your awakened life. One of the things you can really touch with this is working with koans. You spend hours, hours memorizing these long, ridiculous stories from 1,000 years ago. Putting your heart and soul into it, trying to figure out what are they talking about? What does this mean? And you go over and over again, and you go into Doksan and wrong. And then sometimes weeks, sometimes months on the same koan, wrong. Why put yourself through that? I think you know why. Right here, in this arising, beyond right and wrong, is Buddha. Finding ways to free us from our attachments, the ones that make us suffer again and again and again. At Sesshin, here, right now, this evening, we can learn through our practice to live in the world of right and wrong, to follow the conventions of right and wrong, and yet not be a person of right and wrong. And perhaps in that pivotal moment, facing squarely wrong, we won't depart. We'll stay right there, right in the heat, right in the fire, and see what happens. But here's the thing. The redeeming part of this story is that Taiping, me, you, it's not wrong to depart. It is. We're here talking about this story. Each moment is like that. A moment to awaken. A moment to see our lives directly. As Paul said in his encouragement this afternoon, far beyond, beyond this right and wrong. Thank you.